Why does Hashem give us struggles? Why does Hashem give us blemishes and spots? We don't want it, and we certainly don't deserve it. This week's Parsha is Parsha Tazria, where we discuss a Metzairah. A Metzairah is a person that gained leprosy for speaking ill about someone else. But yet, if we look a little deeper, the Rambam is confused. What is this strange disease that not only affects the person, but their clothing and their house and all their inanimate objects? Clearly, the Rambam says it can't be a disease. It's not a medical illness. If it was a medical illness, then inanimate objects such as a house or clothing wouldn't receive it. He goes further to say that it can't be a typical impurity, a tumah, because an impurity usually only comes as something that was once had life within it. Like a dead body is considered impure because it once had life within it. But an inanimate object, a shirt, how could a shirt gain an impurity? And thus, the Rambam concludes with a powerful statement. What is Saras? Saras is a sign and a wonder that Hashem uses to mark someone. The Rabbi Shneur Zalman of Liadi, the Alter Rebbe, tells us that Saras is an affliction that only strikes the most exalted of people. He tells us that in the Zohar, there are four words that are used to discuss a human being, four synonyms. These include Enosh, Gever, Ish, and the highest of all, Adam. And in which context is the word Adam used? Here, when we discuss the Metzairah. Adam ki yeh ba'or basaris se'esoy safachas. A person who receives a blemish of Sora'as. Adam. A person of the highest of levels. And so the Tanakh tells us of people that received Saras. Who were these people? Moshe, Miriam, Naaman, Gehazi, Uziyahu. People of high level. People that Hashem respects. As Naaman was called, was important to his master, and held in high esteem, for through him Hashem had granted victory to Aram. Uziyahu, a great king who did what was right in Hashem's sight and made Hashem prosper. And Hashem made him prosper. And yet we question, what is the need of Taras? Why do we need a blemish? It must be that the thing that we once thought that was something to be embarrassed about is rather God-given to those that he puts in high esteem. And whilst it hurts me to say, it's true. The people that are the strongest, the people that are the most incredible people in our lives often experience the most difficult challenges. Think about us as a Jewish people in the last 6 months. As Tovia says in Fiddler on the Roof, God, why can't you choose somebody else? As a chosen people, we've experienced terrible pain and tragedy. We've experienced terrible anti-Semitism and discrimination against the Jewish people, complete misunderstanding of our purpose and our value and morality in this world. Yet Hashem tells us, when someone gains Saras, you got to be in solitude. Solitude to think, to reflect. And as Jewish people have done that, as a nation, we've united in solitude. In a way, it's been lonely, but in a way, it's been connective. And it's true on an individual level as well. The people that are the strongest, the people that have the ability to be the most resilient, the people that have the ability to change the world, Hashem often brings them an ice, a sign of things that so often we take for granted. But it's these people, the people that struggle, are the ones that recognize that nothing is taken for granted. Hashem sometimes, in the most painful way, gives us reminders. We don't want reminders, but Hashem gives it to Adam. Hashem gives it to the most sensitive of people. And those are the people that are able to overcome the most difficult challenges. It's Miriam. Miriam, the one, the reason why we left Egypt in the first place. The one that had faith in Moshe, had faith, convinced her parents to get back together. The one that was concerned for her brother's well-being. She was the one that got Saras. The legend that is Miriam. We could think to ourselves, how could that be? How could that be? I don't have answers. and in some ways it pains me. Why do the strongest of people need a sign? If anything, those people are the ones that truly know not to take life for granted. But I guess it's for us. We see the spots. We see the spots that not only hurt the person themselves, but their inanimate objects, their clothing, their house, their material things. And it reminds us of their strength. It reminds us to support them, just like the Jewish people supported Miriam. It's time for us to support each other, to recognize that every blemish that anyone ever receives in their life, every hardship, it's for us to recognize their greatness. And it's for them to recognize that they can overcome the most difficult of challenges, no matter what. And we're going to dance together and overcome it all. Because that's who we are. We're a strong people. V'nitzgaber, we will overcome. May we very soon eliminate all signs, and may the only sign we see is a sign of the final redemption very soon in our days. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos.